This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Good morning. And as we've been hearing, Senator Bernie Sanders officially kicked off his run for president Tuesday on the Burlington waterfront. Now he heads to New Hampshire to officially start campaigning as a Democratic presidential candidate. Chris Galdieri is a professor of political science at St. Anselm College in New Hampshire. And about a year ago, we spoke with him at a time when there was already speculation about a Sanders run for the White House. And now that the possibility of a run has been realized, we're turning to him again to get his latest analysis on the chances and potential impact of the Sanders campaign. And Chris Galdieri, thank you so much for speaking with us again.
Happy to be here.
Now, when we spoke with you last year, you said about Hillary Clinton that if she does get in the race, there is, quote, definitely an opening for a candidate to the left of her. And I think Sanders in particular would not be as worried about maintaining his viability if he gets in against her. Does that statement still hold true?
I think it does. And I think the proof of that is if you look at the statements that Hillary Clinton has been making lately, she has really been trying to shore up that left flank with statements on issues like immigration, the minimum wage, other economic issues. I think she knows that that is the place that she could be vulnerable in the primary, and so she's trying to head that off before it happens.
Well, Sanders is very popular here in Vermont, and I'm guessing that he's not a stranger to folks in neighboring New Hampshire either. But am I wrong about that? I mean, is name recognition a problem for Bernie in the Granite State?
I think he's got something of a head start. He is from just over the border in Vermont. He's also been coming here quite a lot over the last year or so. He's had a number of events throughout the state. So he has been doing all the things that you expect to see someone who's thinking about running for president doing to make themselves more of a known quantity to voters here in New Hampshire.
What about his viability that would still have to be considered an upset if he actually beat Hillary in the New Hampshire primary? I mean, is New Hampshire the kind of state where politically that could happen?
It seems unlikely. If you think back to 2008, you know, New Hampshire is a state where even after that really surprise loss to Barack Obama in Iowa, Hillary Clinton was able to recover and do well here. So she does have a long history in the state. And again, her husband, President Clinton, did very well here in 1992. I think an upset is unlikely, but I do think Sanders is running less for the prospect of actually being the Democratic nominee than he is for having a platform for getting his views out, for trying to push not just Hillary Clinton, not just the Democratic Party, but I think the political conversation generally to the left and to make the sorts of ideas that he's talking about part of the mainstream dialogue as opposed to being these sort of, you know, fringy ideas that serious people with a capital S and a capital P don't tend to take very seriously.
That's a really interesting point. I actually want to round back to that a little bit later in our conversation. But first, let me ask, right now, among Democrats, it's just Sanders and Clinton in the race. And that alone has to be raising Bernie's profile nationally. Does his visibility diminish only if another big-name Democrat like Hillary were to jump in, or would any other Democrat getting in the race also push him further to the margins, even if he or she is not that widely known? Someone like Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley, who we're hearing about, it might get into the race.
Well, I think Martin O'Malley, over the last few months, has been trying to position himself as very much sort of, you can't get Elizabeth Warren, but you can get me, and sort of arguing that, you know, economically and on a host of other fronts, that he is the liberal alternative to Hillary Clinton.
I mean, but that's really Bernie's identity, isn't it?
It is. It is. I think there's a difference, though. I think with Senator Sanders, you have someone who's political future does not depend on this race. You know, if Bernie Sanders runs and loses, I think he shrugs and goes back to the Senate and keeps, you know, trying to get things done there. With someone like O'Malley, who's much younger, who has, you know, a lot of political future ahead of him potentially, I think there might be a tendency to be more cautious about things, to run with an eye toward the vice presidency, toward a cabinet position, towards running for the Senate in Maryland or running for governor of Maryland again in the future. So I think that could potentially be interesting. The flip side of that is that O'Malley could present himself as someone who doesn't just talk the talk, but has run a state. And look, when I was governor of Maryland, we abolished the death penalty, we raised the minimum wage, we legalized same-sex marriage, and other things that are sort of, you know, a lot of liberal or democratic wish list ideas. So I think there could be a tension there between those two candidates. But I do think they are, in a lot of ways, sort of competing for the same space.
One of the other challenges for Bernie Sanders is probably the way he's being portrayed in the national media. And as you said earlier, use that word fringy. That's pretty much how he is portrayed. What does he have to do short of the kind of upset like we talked about in New Hampshire that would obviously raise eyebrows? But what does he have to do, do you think, to get respect from the mainstream media?
I think some of that respect will come when you have the debates. In the last month or so, the Democrats have announced that they'd be having a full slate of debates between the candidates. And so what that means is that at some point, Bernie Sanders will be on a stage with Hillary Clinton and Martin O'Malley and maybe Jim Webb or someone else who gets in the race. And I think that in and of itself is inherently legitimizing. I think once you have Sanders as part of a conversation about policy with the front runner for the nomination and with some of the other challengers, I think that will do a lot to put him in the mainstream of things. Again, I think if you look at the campaign that Secretary Clinton is running, I don't think you're going to see her get up there and say, "Get out of town, Bernie, you crazy socialist." I think she's going to point out all the things that she has in common with Senator Sanders and all the statements she's taken in recent months since she's become a candidate that put her closer to him than people might have imagined her in the past or during her 2008 campaign. I don't think we'll see a repeat of the sort of tension we saw between her and Barack Obama in 2007 and 2008. Like, well, it's great that he's got all this high-toned rhetoric and it's great that he gives great speeches, but I'm someone who can actually get things done. I think in this case, she'll be trying to make a case that there's not as much distance between herself and Sanders as people might think.
Well, this brings me back to that point you were talking about earlier. And Sanders, he says he's in it to win it and is knocking down the conventional narrative from most media outlets and other Democrats that the best he can do is force Hillary to talk about issues like income inequality. Do you not take him at his word that he's really in it to win it? Or do you think that he knows what a dark horse he's considered to be and is just playing it to the cameras when he says he intends to win the nomination and the presidency?
That's a really good question. I mean, I think looking at it from my perspective as someone who studies campaigns, it's really difficult to see a scenario where he actually becomes the nominee. Really, since the day after the 2012 election, you've seen lots of prominent Democrats coming out and endorsing Hillary Clinton even before she became a candidate. I think every Democratic woman in the Senate has already endorsed her. You've seen endorsements from people like Bob Casey, whose family, famously had a complicated history with the Clintons and who very prominently endorsed Barack Obama during the Pennsylvania primary in 2008. And he's already come out and said he supports Hillary Clinton for the nomination. And historically, it's that elite support, it's that support from elected figures and other people in the party that really is make or break for a candidate. And so I think one of the bigger challenges for Bernie Sanders is going to be not just appealing to voters, but appealing to people in his party, appealing to party leaders, most of whom have already come out for Hillary Clinton. So I think that's a really, really daunting task for Sanders or for O'Malley or for anyone in this race who's not named Hillary Clinton.
Chris Galdieri is professor of political science at St. Anselm College. I want to thank you so much for speaking with us.
Happy to be here. Thank you.